Just a reminder, this is Divrei Torah for breakfast. You should feel zero achrayut, zero need, zero chiyuv to stay and listen. This is just to adorn the beautiful breakfast that we have here in the morning with Divrei Torah. But if you have to go learn, do other things, b'chavod gadol, I'm very much a fan of getting things done before Seder, not during Seder, you should definitely do that. Okay, anyway, it should be very quick. Vayomer lachotzrim, Adonai Machem. Speaking of which, that's the minhag. Many Sephardi communities, before they say Birkot HaTorah, at the beginning of an aliyah, the end of an aliyah, they say some declaration about a shevach to the Ribono Shel Olam. Before you say the first Birkot HaTorah, before you say Shevach Arbanu, what do you say? Hashem Yimachem. And everyone responds, Yivarechecha Hashem. Before you say the second Birkot HaTorah after the aliyah, before you say Asher Natan Lanu, what do you say? Many say, Emet Torateinu HaKedosha. And then you say the Beracha. And lastly, before you say the Beracha and the Haftarah, the last Beracha and the Haftarah, the long one, the long ones, and one says, Goalenu Adonai Tzevaot Shemo, Kedosh Yisrael. Where does this come from? What are we doing? What's the Kavanah here? Isn't this a Hefsek also? Okay, the first one, not a big deal. The other two, aren't they a Hefsek? So first of all, the what's the idea behind each one? When we say Hashem Yimachem, we're emulating Boaz. When Boaz went to the Kotzrim, he told them Hashem Yimachem, that was a greeting to them. And they said, Yivarechecha Hashem. So the minhag here is kind of really to the Shaliach Tzibur. When you go up to the Baal Koreh, you tell him Hashem Yimachem, and he says, yeah, you too, Yivarechecha Hashem. Everyone else answering doesn't seem to really be part of the minhag, whatever it is. And one little ha'ara that the Chesed La'alafim, Rabbi Eliezer Papo, author of the Pele Yoetz, the Chesed La'alafim points out that it's not appropriate, apparently. Usually Sfaradim are very, very lenient, very lax in mentioning Hashem's name. When you're saying Zemirot, you're saying Divrei Torah, you're quoting a Pasuk, it's no problem to say, Vayomer Lakotzrim, Adonai Imachem, in public out loud, and no one's dying, there's no lightning coming down from Shemaim. Ashkenazim are a little bit more concerned here, but Sfaradim are usually a little bit less. When it comes to this, though, the Chesed Alafim says that because to start with Hashem's name, Hashem Imachem, puts the Shem Hashem first, apparently it's not appropriate to say Shem Hashem first, and therefore one should refrain from using the actual Shem Hashem, and one should actually just say Hashem Imachem. It's quoted by the Chida, the Kaf HaChaim. Literally, everybody who talks about this says this Chesed Alafim Halachar of David Yosef, others. So, for one reason or another, you have to learn a little bit more to understand why it's not appropriate. One shouldn't actually say the Ribono Shel Olam's name, but the point is, you're like Boaz. Emet Taratino Kedosha is to affirm, I heard the Kiriyah from this Shaliach Tzibur, Emet. It's not. And I'm affirming that I heard it from him. I'm agreeing with what he said. And lastly, Goaleinu is to end off the Aliyah with a Davar Tov. Fine. Number one, Emet and Goaleinu, aren't these a Hefsek? So Ravadia is a Teshuvan Yabia Omer, Chelek Aleph or Achaim Siman Tet, where he runs through the possible issues. What would you say? It's a Hefsek, and what else? A couple other issues I didn't think of. It's already part of the Aliyah. What are you wasting words for? Yeah, one more. You're talking in the middle of Kriyat Torah. There's a general isur of once the Sefer Torah is opened, you're not allowed to be speaking. So Rav Avadya runs through one after the other. He says very similar. There's a yisod in Hilchot Berachot. Now we have a regular thing called a Beracha Kitzara. And you have other things called Beracha Aruka. Once you put Berachot together, and you string together Berachot, you make a series, that becomes a series with Berachot Hasmuchot L'Chaverotayim. You have a Beracha Hasmuchot L'Chaverotayim. You have one Beracha that's adjacent to another. When you have an adjacency list of Berachot, such as in Shemona Esrei, such as in Birkat HaMazon, each Beracha no longer needs to begin with the word Baruch Atah Hashem. When you say Baruch Atah Hashem, Rofeh Chol Eyamo Yisrael, then you start Barech Aleinu. You never said Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. Usually Beracha has to start with a Beracha, Shem U'Malchut, and it doesn't happen here, because once you do that in the beginning of the list, then you don't have to do it later. That's why Baruch She'amar ends with the Beracha. It's a Beracha Aruka. It ends with the Beracha Ktsar at the end. And then Yishtabach is a continuation. It's a Simucha to Baruch She'amar. Isn't there a whole Psukei Dizimra in the middle? What do you mean? Halel also. You say Asher Kedishanu Eslavet Sivanu Likmorat Halel. And then you have a whole Halel and you go to Yehalelucha. Yehalelucha is Simucha to the first Beracha, but there's no Baruch Atah Hashem. And therefore there's no Baruch Atah Hashem. But how come there's the whole thing in the middle? It's a Hefsek, no? So the answer is two answers. Three answers. We'll talk the one that matters right here that we hold like the Tosafot says. That, and sorry, the Be Yosef quotes in Siman Nun Gimel. When there is a tifisa, when there is something that holds, strings them together and binds them together, that's when it's smucha and you can't talk. So since you can't speak in between the two berachot during Pesukei Dizimra, you're not supposed to speak during Baruch during Birkat HaMazon in Shmona Esrei, you're not supposed to speak. That's why they're connected, because you're not allowed to be mafsik. So the two berachot are connected, and that's okay, even though there's something else in between. But where you are allowed to speak, they're not smuchot, and therefore the second beracha is to start Baruch Ata Hashem. That's exactly the case right here. First beracha in Birkat HaTorah is Baruch Ata Hashem Asher Bachar Banu. The second beracha doesn't start Asher Natan Lanu. It starts Baruch Ata Hashem. What's that an indication of? It's not Simucha L'Chavirta. There's no Tifisa, there's no bind between the two berachot. So once you finish your Kiriyah, really you can start talking. And that's exactly what many do, especially amongst Moroccans and also some Persians. They say, Emet Torahtenu HaKedosha. What about talking in shul? Talking during the Kriyat HaTorah? So the truth is, that halakha only applies when they're actually reading from the Torah. Even though the Sefer Torah is open, even the guy said, Asher Bachar Banu, you can actually still talk until the Baal Koreh starts reading the Aliyah. So too, at the end of the Kiriyah, once the actual Kiriyah is done, it's no longer a problem of speaking during the Kiriyah. And finally, the last heter is that by many mitzvot, once you say the Berachah and you do some of the mitzvah, there is actually no Yisur to be mafsik anymore. And you're allowed to keep going. So really, in the middle of Kiriyat HaTorah, forget about at the end of Kiriyat HaTorah. Even in the middle of Kiriyat HaTorah, because you already read three Pesukim, it's actually Mutar Lahafsik. You shouldn't. It's actually Mutar. That's why many have different minhagim about saying Piyutim in the middle of the Kiriyah. Ashkenazim do this for sure. Not necessarily nowadays, but back in the day, Ashkenazim used to say all sorts of Piyutim in the middle of the Kiriyah. Some say Siman HaTavah and Simchat Torah. It's all the same halacha. Good. So those are our three stadim lahakel. Rav Avadia has a chumrah from Achidado. Maybe Emek Toratino Kedosha is not such a good idea to say because it's already in the Beracha and there's other issues of Hefsek. So Rav Avadia says it's Tov Lachmir by Emek Toratino Kedosha by Goaleinu. Goaleinu is a little bit more Mekel. Everybody does Goaleinu. Everybody's used to saying Goaleinu. But Emet Toratino Kedosha, because it's not as widespread, Rav Avadia is not to say. That's his maskana. So he says, it's mutar, you can do it, but it's better if someone is going to ask us, we'll explain to him, you shouldn't do it. So the thing is, every single Moroccan sefer in the world says you should say this. So the response of Mikhail Peretz, the chief rabbi in Panama, Venezuela, I forgot already where. Panama. Okay, his son is chief rabbi somewhere else. That's the thing. Of David Peretz and of Mikhail Peretz. The father is chief rabbi in one place, and the son is chief rabbi in another place. So anyway, so he writes, right? We said last week in the parasha, right? Yaft Elohim the Yefet veYishkom Ba'al Leshem in Ahal Leshem, fire of Michael Peretz. It's Mijael Peretz if you Google it, whatever. So he says, what are you talking about? Goaleinu isn't widespread. It is widespread, but Emet Toratino is not. Okay, by us it's all widespread. It's all, everybody does it, so we're not going to stop doing it. So it's okay. Meseder, so he thinks you should. Rav Avadia doesn't have to be followed on this, or Rav Avadia would also agree. Whatever it is. So basically, it's a huge machloket. Maase, you know, everybody should follow his minhag. So I say emet toratino kedosha, because that's what my grandfather does. So I have the minhag also. But Rav Eliyahu ben Chaim told me that you just say the berachot, don't add anything else. Everybody should do what he wants to do. Baruch Adonai leolam. Amen v'amen.